From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to go.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I found an old report card of mine the other night. My brother found it and gave it to me. Uh-huh. And I showed it to
grade?
Like grade 9, I think. High school 10. No, I think it was grade 10.
Okay, so not a minor niner.
No.
What year?
I don't know,
18.
Man. Shut up.
It was probably written with a feather and ink.
No, but the comments were handwritten. She was very impressed by that. Like they weren't actually typed.
It wasn't like a hammer chisel on some concrete.
But I showed her I got a 50 in gym. And she was fascinated by how anybody gets a 50 in gym.
Yeah,
it's like, what do you do? Wear jeans?
Be active.
Right? Yeah, I got a 50 in gym.
What were the comments?
Just like literally, like good job, period.
Oh, that's
like
it?
That's it. Yeah,
your
yeah.
teacher did not care.
Yeah, no, I get a 50 in gym. And then so she started throwing me out math questions. She always throws me out math questions, right? Knowing that I am never going to be able to do it. Because the questions that she gets, they're not questions that require an answer. They're questions where you have to come up with the equation, mm-hmm. right? Which I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Okay, so she gives me one last night, right? You know, she just shouts it out. And I go, take a picture of that for me.
Yeah.
Because I was so confused. And okay, so I needed to look at it on my phone.
I got to write this down?
You will, no. No. You can if you want.
Okay, hit me.
Okay. A baseball is batted at a height of 1 meter above the ground and reaches a maximum height of 33 meters at a horizontal distance of 4 meters. Determine an equation to model the path of the ball in vertex form.
Oh, hell no.
What is the height of the baseball once it has traveled a horizontal distance of 6 meters?
Come on, fam.
Right? And then...
Bruh,
and,
this
and,
is kids?
Yeah, grade 9. And then I go, Rux, come on. She goes, that was the easy one.
Are these kids studying to be astronauts?
Thank you.
Nah.
Thank you.
So the question is, how far to the baseball?
No, the question is, come up with the equation to determine how far the baseball goes.
No.
Thank you.
I'm not doing that.
Thank you.
A grown-ass man, dog.
Yeah, is there an answer?
What's that?
Is there a question? Is there an answer?
Well, I don't have the answer.
You didn't come prepared?
There's always an answer.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to come up with a vertex.
Read the question again.
A baseball is batted at a height of 1 meter above the ground and reaches a maximum height of 33 meters at a horizontal distance of 4 meters. Uh-huh. Determine an equation to model the path of the baseball in vertex form. Then, what is the height of the baseball once it has traveled a horizontal distance of 6 meters? I don't know how to come up with that equation.
I couldn't even write it that fast down. I'm lost. As in, baseball is batted at a height above. That's all I got writing in
town. Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Okay. So at a height, what was the first part?
Okay.
At a height of 1 meter.
Okay, so a baseball is batted at the height of 1 meter above the ground.
Oh, I put it
above the ground. Okay, yes.
Okay. It reaches a maximum height of 33 meters.
Okay.
At a horizontal distance of 4 meters.
So 33, I don't know.
Okay. But it's not like you're sort of trying to break it down the wrong way, because what they're asking is determine an equation to model the path of the baseball in vertex form.
You have to go backwards.
Oh, so you want to create a question where your question basically is about not the distance traveled, but the distance in which the ball is going.
No. You have to come up with a numbered equation that basically asks this same thing.
Well, did it give you a final distance?
Yeah, like was it a home run or something?
No.
Oh.
Can't you just say no?
Yeah,
the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Noel, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, buddy. Good. How are you?
Good. So I just have a question for you guys. So I'm going through the podcast for the third time. And in the latest episode, Roz said, so I want to clarify if he's still, he said he hates bananas and Maury more than racism. So I was wondering.
Wow.
Hold on. So it goes in order. It goes bananas.
Really?
Damn it, Maury. Racism?
I said that?
Yeah, you said. Well, because Raza's sick.
Wow.
And Maury sends him like some flaming hot soup and banana bread.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And we all know Ross hates bananas. He doesn't like the sound of it or anything.
Thank you.
And so he said, you know, Maury asked, hey, what'd you do with it? He said, I chucked it right in the garbage.
Yeah, you love that, Noel?
Oh, he killed me, man.
So in that moment, I probably hated bananas and Maury more than racism.
How do you feel now?
Yo, why the bro?
Wow, no, you... Damn, Noel, see what you started?
Yeah.
I still ain't getting answers by now.
I thought it was a good time since Shem's on the show now. I wanted to ask, because he wasn't there at that time.
Yeah, respect, bro.
Yo, Shem perked up real quick. Yo, Noel, you're the best.
Right on, dude. Thank you.
Love you, dog.
Right.
Take care, man.
Yeah, man. Have a good one. Bye. Later.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
How are you, Shirley?
I'm great. How are you, Roz?
Very well, thank you.
What's up?
So I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I was noticing you guys were talking about thumbs up and how it had how Gen Z thought it had a negative connotation.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that video on IG blew up.
Did it?
Like, did you guys see the comments?
No.
Like,
no, I didn't.
Fan base split right down the middle between Team Roz and Team Maria.
I'm totally Team Roz, and I have a story for you.
Okay.
So I'll start with, I'm a huge wrestling fan from back in the 80s and the 90s.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like you already.
Yeah. So my husband and daughter and I went to Clearwater. And you know who lives in Clearwater, right?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so
I'm aware of how destiny is going to take its course, brother.
Yeah. So I have an 18-month-old. And he does karaoke night at his bar called Hogan's Hangout. So, of course,
yeah,
we had to go because there's a chance that he could be there. He sometimes does the judging there.
Right.
So we took the chance. We got our tickets. We went. It started at 8 o'clock at night. I had my baby on my body, like a baby carrier kind of thing. So we walk in, the bar's rammed, and it's like just so loud, and then I look at the front, and who do I see? There's Hulk Hogan right at the front. So,
oh, with the 24-inch pythons just sitting there?
Yeah, and not just him, you know, Jimmy Hart.
The Love of the South? Yeah.
Yeah, he was there too, so it was great. And I got a little close, got a few photos. Everyone was kind of giving me big smiles because I had the baby with me. They were allowed in the bar, by the way. The kids were allowed. They were free. They were free.
Okay.
So we got fairly close, but it's still pretty packed. So we kind of left because baby. And then my husband had to use the bathroom. So we went through a separate entrance that took us up to the top of the bar. And then we used the bathroom, came down in an elevator. And as we came down, we were right at the front, like right where Hulk Hogan was. So I had my Hulkamania hat on.
Yeah.
Which I just bought from the store next door earlier that day. So I had my hat on, and I look at him. We make eye contact. I was like, oh my goodness, I was dying inside. Like the 9-year-old me was just in heaven. So I waved at him, and he saw me with the baby, and he waved at me, and then he gave us the thumbs up.
Oh.
I mean, that's a positive, right?
Yes, 100%. It is. Yes, it is.
Hold on one second there, Shirley. Maria has her hand up. Yes? You have a comment or a question?
A comment.
Okay.
Fear the thumbs up from him was probably fantastic, but the thumbs up we're referring to is a thumbs up in a text message.
As opposed to in real life.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about that. I think you guys would get offended if I give you the thumbs up in real life, too.
No.
Also, I'm going through that IG post, FYI.
Yeah.
I'm about 100 comments deep.
Uh-huh.
It is not split down the middle.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
I had so many people messaging me being like, I am on your side.
To being split down the middle.
No, no,
they think you're nuts.
No, just everybody 45 and up was in the comments that day.
No.
You got to keep going.
The idea that you pitch this as it's split down the middle, not even close.
I knew he was
going to. Not even close.
I knew it was going to be a trigger, and I knew he's going to go through all the comments.
Not even close.
Man, you think I counted all the comments?
Maury, you want to count all the comments, please?
Shirley, incredible talking to you. Thank you very much for listening to the the Roz and Mocha Show. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
But I do love you. And by the way, Macho Man is my favorite wrestler. Just an FYI, just to put it out there.
Oh, Shirley.
And he would be in my top three. Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Yo, I thought we had a connection here, Shirley. I really, really did.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I just
all right,
girl.
Love you guys. You're the best.
You're the best. Bye.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Look at a picture of Ben Affleck. He shaved his beard off.
Oh, does he look weird?
Yeah. It was like when my dad every couple of years used to shave his mustache off, because my old man had a mustache this whole life. And then every now and then he'd shave it off. I think that he just said that he needed to give his lip a break. I suspect he was in there and trimmed too much and screwed it all up and had to take the whole thing down.
Yeah, my dad would do the same thing every now and then. It was like, no, dad, like, grow the mustache back.
Yes.
But now he's been so long without the mustache. I think even when I see a little bit of stubble, it's the opposite. Now I'm like, dad, you got to shave.
Like, Ben Affleck doesn't look like Ben Affleck right now. Looks like. Yeah, it's really crazy. Oh. You know what I mean?
We laughing at
right?
Maria? What? did you look at the picture?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hold on.
You should not have shaved it.
Ben Aff. But we've seen him with
I know. That's the whole thing. Right? I fully should remember Ben Affleck without
beards
a beard.
Beards are a guy's makeup. I will stand by this in many ways.
I think part of Ben Affleck's thing, though, is that whenever.
Oh, my God, Ben!
And I think that.
Grow it back, son.
That's what I said.
I truly believe that. He plays into it, but I think that Ben is fully aware that his brand now is publicly miserable. And whenever you see Ben Affleck out in the wild, he looks like he's having the worst day of his life.
Yeah.
And the black gray beard, messy hair suits that brand. Mm-hmm. And so I think now when you see a picture of Ben Affleck smiling with no beard, it's not right. It's off brand.
Do you think J-Lo told him to shave it?
No, I think that if J-Lo wanted the beard gone, it would have been gone by now.
Mm-hmm. Unless they negotiated, like, okay, you have three more months.
There's a photo I'm looking at where he
be surprised.
Freshly shaven, and he looks like he's trying to be miserable, but it's not giving miserable vibes right now.
No.
Like, he's not convincing me that he's miserable in this one photo.
I agree. God, if I shaved my beard, I would look, first of all, I think I would look super young.
Mm-hmm. You should do it.
Nah.
Why don't you try it?
Nah.
Just do it like today.
Nah. Shave half and just see what it looks like.
Nah.
Half?
No. Like, I'll trim down.
Is he Two-Face?
I'll trim down, but no. Like, what about just the top half? Like, from the bottom lip up, I'll keep.
The bottom lip?
Then it would look like a goatee.
No. From the bottom lip up, I will keep.
Okay.
And then I'll shave everything below the bottom lip off.
Oh, okay, so do that.
It'll just be like...
Yeah, do that.
No, because then... No.
You don't want to get clowned on?
No.
What about just a mustache?
No.
A what?
No.
A what, Maria?
A mustache.
Would you date a guy with a mustache, Maria?
Depends. I've seen a few good-looking guys with mustaches.
Yeah?
Like who?
Yes.
No, but like...
Famous people or like regular dudes?
No, like...
But what you're saying, though, the way you framed that, much like I frame my mouth with hair... the way you frame that is you would date a good-looking guy despite his mustache. So you're just talking about, I would date a good-looking guy.
Well, yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that do you generally find mustaches to be attractive?
No, I like beards.
Okay, there we go.
Great. Now, all the guys
I see what you did there, Ross. Them DMs are going to be so wild this weekend, Maria.
All right, Beardos, here's your chance.
At Maria Papadakis on Instagram.
Yep.
M-A-R-I-A-P-A-P-A-K-I-A-S-S.
You know what it's like? It's like we leave a new clue every week, right?
I know. Yo, Monday's show, when we go through Maria's DMs, is going to be nuts. It's 7:15. Snow is on the way. It's -6 right now. We are getting a ton of snow this weekend.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Podcast.
For more than a century, has it been a crime to cheat on your spouse in New York, the state of New York? But adultery may soon become legal. Finally,
I am clapping.
Why are you clapping?
It's a trap.
Thanks to it's a trap.
By the way, that was raw solo clapping.
Thanks to a bill working its way through the New York legislature, the seldom used law is punishable by up to 3 months behind bars. Now, adultery, which is a misdemeanor, is defined by what? Damn it, Maury.
Misdemeanor?
No. What is adultery?
It is when you cheat on your spouse and get caught.
Okay. Also, this is the interesting part of the definitions of adultery. So adultery is any person who engages in sexual intercourse with another person at a time when he or she has a living spouse or the other person has a living spouse. So you can be tried for adultery if you are single but have sex with somebody who's married.
We can all clap.
Only about a dozen people have been charged under the adultery law since 1972, and only five of those have got convictions. The last adultery charge.
What if it's consensual?
Doesn't matter.
You're still ruining a marriage.
No, I'm just trying to figure out the law.
The law was enacted because back in the day it was very difficult to get divorced. So you had to say adultery was one of the only ways that you could actually end a marriage, right? Uh-huh. So the last adultery charge in New York appeared to have been in 2010 against a woman who was caught engaging in a sexual act in a public park, but it was later dropped as part of a plea deal. So, God.
Dang.
Could you imagine?
No, you can't.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's interesting to me. It's not interesting to you.
By the way, there's adultery laws. Solo clapping earlier.
I was.
At Ross Weston on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, MySpace, Facebook, ROZWESTON.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Aliens are trending on Twitter, but I don't want to open Twitter in case that Diddy McMill
starts
playing again. Yeah, I got hit with that yesterday by accident.
Yeah, hashtags right now are so questionable.
No, it's not good.
Because all roads...
You're going to get killed. No, you're just going to get killed with it.
All roads lead to Diddy or Meek Mill.
It's best to just leave Twitter alone for a little while. Last night on Fallon, Jerry Seinfeld was on and...
Oh, nice.
Maury sent me this saying that this reminded Maury of me. I have not heard this clip yet.
Oh.
Mind blowing.
Reminds you of me how?
It is. Like, it's as if you were on Fallon.
Oh, really? Huh? Yeah. So I guess it's sexy then.
Okay.
What?
I've never heard anyone use the word sexy and Jerry Seinfeld in the exact same sentence.
Before. No, but he said it was as if I was on Fallon.
Yeah, people have said Roz is very sexy almost every day.
Thank you, Maury.
But I don't like vacationing, family vacationing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
You know what? You're right. This is as if Roz was on Fallon last night.
I hate it. I hate going. My wife hates going with me. The kids hate going. I still go because what is the difference of doing one more thing I don't like on top of not liking anything anyway?
What don't you like about a vacation?
But it doesn't matter because when I do something I don't like, it doesn't bother me. That's all I'm used to. I am a very happy person hating everything throughout my entire life.
Oh, my God.
That's how I would describe myself.
Wow. So relatable to you, Roz.
Yeah.
And my wife, she, you know, it's tough on her. She gets upset when I have a bad time. I don't.
You don't?
No, I knew it was going to suck.
You knew it.
And then I'm going to complain about it, which is something I do enjoy. That's what I like.
Wow.
Catherine and Roxy went to Portugal or one of the islands, I don't even know, over March break, right?
You really care?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of them. I wasn't there. And when they got back, I was just like, hey, how was the trip? And they're like, oh, my God, it was so good. And then Catherine looks at me and goes, you would have
hated it.
Everything about the trip.
Yo, the all their big thing when they were there was, thank God Dad's not here.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because I just would have ruined it for everybody, uh-huh. right?
And they had the best time ever.
Oh, they had a great time. Uh-huh. Great time. And they were like, because at first they were like, oh man, they do the thing. Oh, we wish you were coming and everything else. And I'm like, well, me too.
They were just being polite. Yeah. 100%.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kevin Kiermaier of the Toronto Blue Jays is extending his stay with the team after signing a one-year, $10.5 million deal, making fans real happy for the center fielder. The season kicks off tomorrow in Tampa, and then the Jays return to Toronto April 8th for their home opener. Kevin Kiermaier, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Go Jays, go!
Go Jays, go! What's up?
Feeling good, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Ready to roll.
When do you get to that point where you know you're ready? Like, are you always ready, or do you have to sort of ramp up to feeling like you're ready to roll?
Yeah, each spring is different, but I felt really good this past week, and you always want to, I'd rather leave locked in rather than arrive to camp locked in, so I'm in a really good spot right now, and I'm confident and ready for the long haul ahead.
When you guys show up for spring training after not seeing each other for a long time, how quickly do you get into discussions over the previous season and what you want to happen for the upcoming season with changes or gameplay tactics?
You know, we talk about it a little bit. We'll sit here and try to learn from it more than anything. But at the exact same time, you hope that everyone has turned the page and ready for a new clean slate heading in to a new year, and that's how it is every year. And there's certain things that are always brought up. You know, last year we did this and that, and this year hopefully we can do this better. That's all 30 teams, I guarantee you that. Once again, you just want to turn the page and learn from the previous year in so many ways and try to apply that into our year this year.
Coming back to Toronto and having just been with your previous team for so long, does Toronto in any way sort of feel like home at this point, or are you still waiting that out?
No, it sure does. I was treated great last year. I loved it more than I ever thought I would. I knew I was going to love it. I didn't realize I was going to love it as much as what I did, and that's why I'm so pumped to come back. I love our guys in our clubhouse. I love the fans, the city, everything. I'm so excited to get back up there, and I'm right where I need to be.
Kevin Kiermaier of the Toronto Blue Jays on the Roz and Mocha Show, gearing up for the season, which kicks off tomorrow in Tampa, and then they make their return to the Rogers Center April 8th.
Hey, have you seen the renos yet?
Yeah, I've seen the draw-ups of it. There's so much going on right now, and it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. We're going to hold a new clubhouse and so many different things. I know the stadium is getting different seating and stuff like that.
When it came to the clubhouse, did you guys get together and put like a wish list together when you knew that a renovation was happening for the players? And what was the top of that list?
I think they kind of have their ideas and what they want. You know, the architects and people the Blue Jays, they try to make everything the best of the best. And once again, from a player standpoint, that's amazing to be a part of. You know, the players, we get to reap the benefits of that in so many different ways. Recovery, sleep, just the facilities in general. Our weight room is unreal. Batting cages, it's state-of-the-art. Blue Jays do it right in that way in so many regards. We're so lucky and fortunate because not every place is like that. But once again, we'll have everything we need to get our bodies and minds ready for this long season ahead.
Damon Mori, our producer, has a question for you, Kev. Go ahead, Mori.
Kevin, I'm a huge fan. Two questions. One, when I scream your name when I'm right behind you in my seats, do you hear me?
We hear a lot of things, but you try to just stay locked in as much as you can, whether it's through good or bad. That's just kind of part of the job where you hear so many different things on any given day, and it's just kind of white noise to us at this point, honestly. Some things might stick more than others, but if you're just saying, hey, Kevin, or I'm probably, I don't know. I don't even think that register.
Has anybody ever said anything that took you out of the game for 1 second?
There's some funny things and some things that are very mean and hateful. That's how it goes. I don't mind. But if I turn around and I see who says it and I can say something back at you, you better believe I'm coming at you with my best.
There we go.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, if you want to play that game, I might stoop to your level and go below the belt and try to embarrass you in front of your friends. And it feels good when I do that, you know.
It's, I imagine fun, it does.
Kevin Kiermaier, Toronto Blue Jays, we are so thankful for you to join us here on the Roz and Mocha Show. You're opening the season this week in Tampa and then looking forward to your return back home, Rogers Center, April 8th versus Seattle. Jays fans right across the country are listening to this right now. What's your message to them?
Be ready for us to put on a show this year. A lot of guys came in very motivated in spring. It's been an awesome spring training. Guys look great. We're locked in. We learned a lot from last year. We pretty much have the same group, some really nice additions to make us even better. We're motivated. We're hungry. We're ready to roll, and we want to put on a show for our fans each and every day, and we want to host that trophy at the end of the year, and that's our goal, and that's what we're trying to accomplish each and every day.
Amazing. Kevin Kiermaier, Toronto Blue Jays, thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take care, brother. We'll see you soon.
All right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let's get back to the phones here. Rena, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the show. What is your question?
So I was wondering, what have you been procrastinating on recently?
Oh my God, so much. What's your answer, Rena?
So mine was getting a bed frame. When we moved into our house 5 years ago, I just slept on a mattress on the floor. And I meant to get a bed frame, but I was just like, I'll get to it eventually. And I never did.
Are you single?
I'm not. I live at home with my parents.
Oh, okay. So you're not entertaining anybody on the mattress
floor? No. That's, definitely not.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
I've had to do that once, and I've been entertained once on a mattress on the floor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's, yeah. Thank God I was younger, because I wouldn't be able to get up.
I just leave me here?
Yeah. I would have had to do that thing. You know when you're on your back, and then you just put both your arms out?
Yeah, somebody like has this? To pull you. Yeah, the old Evo.
Yeah, grab my arms.
Yeah. Anybody else have been procrastinating on anything?
Yeah, I've been procrastinating on organizing my drawers.
At home?
Yeah.
Like in your room?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the drawers?
I like to switch over my closet and my drawers based on season.
Yeah.
And right now I have a mix of like spring, summer, winter. It just looks like a disaster right now. And then I have things unopened in packages in my closet. It's just a mess. You don't want to go in there.
My Christmas decorations are still in the hallway.
Are they?
Yeah. Three bins worth because I got to clean out the storage. The storage
in
room.
Order to get everything.
Yeah. It's not good.
I have a shed, like a work shed, where just keep tools and like a lot of cruises, like summertime, you know, toys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that shed, it is like a mess. And all winter, I was like, I'm going to find a day. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to organize it. So then when spring arrives, I'm like good to go.
Yep.
The lawnmower is in its place. You know, the ladders are in their place. All the tools are in their place. The garden tools are in their place. But everything right now, it looks like I just took everything and just threw it in there and then shut the door, which is basically what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. I procrastinate a lot of stuff like that. Just like the stuff around the house, right? Like, oh God, who wants to do that? I always have something better to do.
Yeah.
Like there's always something better to do.
Yeah.
And I can't get
around to it. A YouTube video to watch.
Yeah. I got all this stuff to watch. Maury, what are you not doing?
I'm procrastinating about my dad and brother's birthday this coming weekend. I haven't even gone out to get their gift or anything yet.
What do you expect it to get? You know what I mean? Like, what's the level of gift that you're expected to get your dad and your brother?
From my brother, he usually expects big things from me.
Like what? Poor guy.
Like designer clothing, stuff
designer
like that.
Clothing?
Like what?
I don't know. He always sends these weird skater brands that I've never heard of or know how to pronounce, and I have to go and try and find them.
Okay.
Like, there's one that has, like, a square orangey type logo.
What's it called?
I don't know how to say it.
How do you spell it?
I have no idea. I go to the store.
But did you just say that he sent you a list?
Yeah, but that was for Christmas, so I can't find it now.
Oh.
But there's that one. And my dad, I usually get him like a shirt or something, but I might just get them both gift cards this year.
Why?
Just because it's easier.
They're going to know.
Yeah.
But at least, no, then they can go get their own thing.
Nah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crap, dude.
So your brother goes through the trouble of sending you a giant list of like inappropriately priced things for a birthday, and you're not even going to get it for him?
This is a gift card. Shem, what are you procrastinating right now?
I've really been wanting to learn more Guyanese like recipes.
Yeah.
And I have just flaked so badly on them. I just eat. The biggest thing for me is roti and curry. I've been trying to learn how to make it.
Like learn from your mom or learn from somewhere else?
Yeah, from my mom. My mom, and I just haven't gotten around to it. Just eat instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. There you go. Rena, thank you so much for the question. That was wonderful.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, 100% winner, winner, Mocha.
Hey! Love you, Rena.
Thank you. Have a good day.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
George, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Thank you.
George, when and where does your hell of a story take place?
Well, it starts about 2.5 years ago in Plymouth.
Plymouth, where is that?
Plymouth is a city in the UK.
Okay.
And this was during winter. I was on a holiday with my mom and my grandpa. And we were staying at this hotel in Plymouth. And it was a walking holiday. And while we were walking, I literally just had the random notion, I'm on a walking holiday, I'm experiencing all the other aspects, like the wind on my face and just the general vibe of a walking holiday, but I'm not experiencing the ground on my feet. And this goes back to my childhood. I think when I watched The Hobbit, I was always like really blown away by the fact that they were like a race of people who don't wear shoes. So I didn't take my shoes off while we were out on the walk, but when we got back to the car, I did. I know that sounds completely counterintuitive, but yeah, when we got back to the car, I took my shoes off and I said to my mom, I'm not wearing shoes again. And then before long, my grandpa found out because we went to dinner and I was like in the restaurant without shoes. And it was just like, you know what, I'm going to do this and see where it goes, even though no one else does it in this country, really.
So
you live your life shoeless now?
Yes. Yeah.
And how long has it been?
2.5 years.
And like, we're talking everywhere.
Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
So like if you go to a concert, you're going with no shoes.
Well, preferably, yes. I have been to things like that without shoes, but sometimes they're just very strict on it. So I've had altercations, security. So I went to a boxing match, actually. This is a story.
Oh, my God.
And I was just sitting there minding my own business. But then one security guard thought I was like a threat. I was actually invited as the barefoot guy. It's really funny. I was invited as the barefoot guy and I was sitting in the VIP section and then a security guard looked at my feet. He immediately must have thought, this is a threat. We need to get him out of here. He's like, he's up to something. And then before I knew it, I was surrounded by like these 5 security guards and they were carrying me out of the O2.
So you're now known as the barefoot guy? Like how did you like, obviously like, do you work? Do you go to work barefoot? Like how did you become so well known as the barefoot guy?
Okay. Well, basically, me and my friend, we got into TikTok and I was just helping him. And one day when I got back from the holiday, we were starting up filming again. I just turned up and I had no shoes, got into his car and he was like, right, what the hell is going on? And then I explained to him, I just said, I don't want to wear shoes anymore. I know it sounds crazy, but I just don't want to wear shoes. And we went into town, we did our filming. And over time, people started noticing there's this cameraman going around town every day who's not wearing shoes. This is the randomest thing ever. And then people started calling me the barefoot guy.
Whenever we start talking about feet, there's people who look at feet as just feet, and then you know that there are feet people. And have the feet people taken an interest in you? Like, are you fielding requests for people who like want pictures and like want you to do stuff with your feet?
Oh my God.
I have an OnlyFans.
Oh, of course.
No, you don't. Yes. Are you serious, bro?
That is my job.
Oh, can you tell us how much you make? How much you make on OnlyFans?
Wear shoes.
Oh, how much you make?
God, oh my.
Honestly, not that much. Like $500 to $1,000 a month.
Hey,
just
hey,
because.
Hey, listen, hey, man. Listen, that's still bank.
Yeah.
I have. Okay. Do you wash your feet every day?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, but like not just wash.
I mean,
like scrub. Like you scrub your feet with soap and everything?
You know what? I don't use soap, but I do use like a really, like quite a hard brush.
Do you have a partner? Like, do you have a woman in your life? And how does she feel about this?
Yeah, well, okay. When I was out filming, there was a sweet shop that we always used to kind of use as like a place, like an office almost. One time we were in the sweet shop and there were two girls there and I wasn't looking for anything. But me and this other girl found ourselves kind of in the same proximity because her friend and my friend were dating. Mm-hmm. And then we found ourselves in my room, actually. And before exchanging too many words at all, we had our first kiss just out of the blue. Wow. And then this is going to sound ridiculous and absurd, but it wasn't long before we moved in together and she stopped wearing shoes as well. And she's been barefoot yeah? now for
so
a
you're
year.
Now the barefoot couple?
Hell yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Damn,
yeah.
Bro. Is it disgusting if you're out in public and you have to use the washroom, like a public washroom, restroom, and you walk in there
really.
Barefoot?
I mean, look, this is the profound insight, right? Go. There's different surfaces everywhere. And to get through life, you have to walk along all these different surfaces. Some may be smooth, some may be sharp. But I noticed that the fact that there was going to be gravel on the way to a particular destination, that would affect my choice about whether I would go there or not. Uh-huh. And then I started thinking, well, life is like this in general. Most things that are worthwhile are going to have gravel on the path at some point, metaphorically. So what this has taught me is that it's okay to feel gravel. It's okay to be on the path. And if gravel comes up, it's just gravel. It might be intense, but it's just gravel.
But what about piss?
Piss, well, yeah, I mean, it's all the same thing. It's just, you might have an intense reaction of disgust when you step
well,
on that.
Yeah.
And it's
uh-huh.
like,
I
well,
do.
It's like immunizing yourself against these feelings. So when it actually like, because I'm so unfazed by all these different surfaces, it's kind of like, you can appreciate all the different surfaces for what they are instead of being
even
like,
a piece
like
on
sand,
public
like,
bathroom
like
floor.
Yeah,
damn,
it's
George.
Funny, isn't it? It's like it's hilarious.
Wow, dude. Okay, so you are the barefoot guy, and there is a barefoot gal too, and you've made a whole life of this with an OnlyFans. You've been living your entire life barefoot for 2.5 years now. You just threw your shoes right in the garbage. Well, there you go. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. That is a hell of a story, George.
All right, thank you.
Right
you
on,
guys,
bye. Right on. Take it easy. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Man, why you gotta choose violence, man? First night.
Yes. Did you just want to start that?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's Shem, by the way.
Thanks,
if
Ross.
If you hadn't noticed.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well, you got something going on. No? Uh-huh. You're not. You just, that's it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Yeah. We can move on now. Uh-huh. You ready to move on, Shem?
So ready.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
what a glorious weekend. My God.
What did you get up to?
Shoveled the snow once. Uh-huh. And then I went and bought salt because I thought I was going to need salt. And then I didn't because the sun just melted everything. So I got no more snow. And I got a big bag of salt sitting in my front seat.
Well, now you're prepared for next year.
I know. I'm like, what do I do with this now?
Just put it in the garage or something.
I don't have a garage.
Oh. Just keep it in the
garage.
Truck.
Look at you living out in the suburbs. Put it in the garage.
Oh, we got so much snow. Like Friday was ridiculous.
Was it?
The
yeah.
amount that we got.
Yeah.
I didn't even go outside. I shoveled once because we ordered. So we ordered on Friday night. And then the conversation was, Jen was like, well, I feel bad for the driver.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Like, that's if they're out there, like, they know the risks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when I say a lot of snow in our area,
yeah.
there was a lot
but
of snow.
If you order food in a snowstorm, do you not feel like you're contributing to that risk?
No, not at all.
You don't?
No.
Why
then shut the app off.
No. But I know, but some, like, what, you know, just because somebody's willing to do something for money doesn't mean you should pay them for it.
Well, I wasn't going to cook. So then I was like, okay.
I'm kind of shocked that you weren't the one that said it was too dangerous for the drivers out there.
No.
That it was actually Jenna that said that.
Well, I was starving.
Because it seems like a you thing to say
that.
Yeah,
no, I was starving. No, but here's how much of a nice guy I am.
Yeah.
Right? So I bundled up. So we ordered the food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I knew how much time we had. And I bundled up, got the shovel.
Yeah.
And I shoveled the entire, like, the steps, the walkway area.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I shoveled a big path all the way down the driveway to the street.
Okay.
So when the guy showed up, he didn't pull into the driveway because there was way too much snow.
Yeah.
He parked right in front of the path.
Yeah.
And probably appreciated it.
All right.
And walked up the path and left the food at the front door.
And if he had said, hey, do you mind if I come in and warm up for just a couple minutes?
Hell no, your car's okay. Running, bro. You tell me you don't have heat in the car. That's not a you problem, son. Not me. Give me my sushi.
Okay, so the kindness Starboard. Only goes so far, right?
At that time, on Friday.
Yeah, so it's so far. So you shoveled a path.
No, it was a big path.
Okay, sure.
It was a big
path. Okay.
Two people could have walked side by side up that path.
Yeah, and it probably would have been safer if he had a friend with him. Did he have a friend with him? He was alone.
I don't know.
Okay.
Wasn't watching on the camera.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I waited.
Did you at least like open the door when the man was there and say, hey, thanks, man, for your service?
I waited till he left.
And then
saw when he drove, like, did his U-turn and leave the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
And then I went
back. Then you went out. So you you deliberately didn't thank the man then. Right?
Like
you made a point though. But you made a point to not
thank him.
Yeah. Like you could have stood there and waited for the doorbell and then opened the door and been like, hey man, thanks, really appreciate it. Right? But you deliberately didn't. It's not like you missed the bell. You were probably looking on your Ring cam and waited for him to drop the food off.
Yeah, facts.
And drive away. So you deliberately didn't thank him then.
Correct.
Okay. I just want to get the facts here.
I thank him by shoveling a nice big path for
him. Yeah, that's a thank you, you think? I think that's the bare minimum when you order food.
No.
What
would you have done?
What do you mean, what would I have done? Shoveled a whole drive.
No, I
would have.
You're such a liar. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, and I would have waited by my door until I saw the lights and then saw the shadow walk up the drive. And then I would have opened the door and I would have said, hey, man, thanks. Appreciate you. Really? Yes, I would have.
Bro, that is so opposite of what you are.
Stop rolling your eyes. Maria's eyes just rolled into Maury's head.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Andrew, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. How is everybody?
Good. Andrew said he was listening to podcast episode 827. When we were talking about what kind of video games we would make if we were in charge of like coming up with a game, an original game, right? Mm-hmm. He said, based on what we said, he feels he would have some fire video game recommendations for each one of us if we are willing to listen to his ideas. So, Andrew, are you talking about like real life games that exist right now, knowing our personalities and what we would, gravitate towards? Or are you coming up with a unique game for each one of our personalities?
No, I'm talking about like games that like exist right now. Like when you guys are going through like recommendations in my head, I'm like, oh, this game, or like, oh, somebody could play this game. So I was just thinking of like absolute gems that you guys can play.
Okay, Andrew. So you're a gamer?
Yes.
Let's start with Roz.
Because I don't like to use a lot of buttons.
Uh-huh.
So for Roz, since he likes a little bit of simplicity, and he said he was playing a PGA with his daughter, I first put, I don't know if he's ever heard of like Crash Bandicoot or like the Spyro series.
Yeah. Oh yeah, those are wicked games.
Bro, I was. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, I was playing Bandicoot when you were like 6.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I was playing Bandicoot when I was 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Bandicoot. I don't mind Bandicoot.
Yeah, because that's like simple and stuff, and you can get through it quick. But one you could play with Roxy is a game called It Takes Two.
It Takes Two.
What's that game?
Yeah. It's a co-op game pretty much about like a married couple that's going through like some strife, and like the kid obviously doesn't want them to get divorced. So,
video game?
Yeah, and then they get sent into like, they become like dolls, and then it's pretty much them like repairing their relationship, but like it's an amazing co-op game.
So is it like is it a couch co-op? Like, can I play with in the same room? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
right.
You can play in the same room.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Let's go to Damn It, Maury. What's your recommendation for Maury?
So Damn It, Maury was difficult because he just said he wanted to play juicing games or like a grocery market simulator.
Yeah.
So to be honest, there actually is a supermarket simulator on Steam. You don't technically buy, like, you don't have a list of stuff, but you technically start up, like, a rundown supermarket, and you have to, like, you know, make it amazing. Start it from the bottom and, like,
go crazy with it.
Okay, there, it does exist, Maury.
Okay, now let's go over to Maria. What game recommendation do you have for her?
So Maria, I have probably the perfect one. So she said she loved the fashion game that she was on the commercial for.
Yeah.
So if Maria's heard of Bratz.
Yes.
Have you heard of? Okay, yes. So Bratz has a game called Flaunt Your Fashion.
Ooh.
So you're supposed to literally just, you're pretty much trying to be the world's like number one fashion reporter. So you get to like travel from city to city. You get to pick one of the original Bratz. And then you making your magazine like number one in the world.
Where can I find this?
Wow.
Okay. It's on all platforms. So if you have like Switch, PS5, or Xbox, you can play on all of them. My wife can stand for it. Like, she absolutely loved it.
I have a PS4. Okay, cool.
What about Shem?
So Shem was also a tough one because he wants a soap opera Sims.
Uh-huh.
So easiest one is honestly Sims with mods if you're on PC.
Explain like, what that is.
Mods. So, like, you can modify that, like, instead of humans, you can have, like, aliens. You can make everybody, like, in your neighboring town, you can choose, like, the families. You can choose the type of interactions they do. So you're pretty much more than God. You're playing God to, like, the entire neighborhood.
Oh, I love this.
And you create, like, the scenarios and everything?
Exactly. And then you kind of, like, just see them play them out. And then if you like the way they play out, they play. Or you can intervene.
Wow.
Like, it's insane.
Fire.
Wow. Okay, and finally me, Mocha. What's my game recommendation?
So I just heard that you obviously played Spider-Man, which, Roz, I don't like what you said about that. But anyways.
Andrew, just because Roz's memory is so terrible, remind everyone what Roz said about Spider-Man.
He said that he would never go back to it, like ever, after the first segment.
Too many buttons.
Yeah, when New York needed you most, you vanished.
Okay, go ahead. What's my recommendation?
So for you, have you played like God of War at all, like the newest ones? I would hope.
I haven't played the newest ones, but I have played God of War in the past.
Okay, so the newest ones would definitely be a recommendation for you just because you have Cruz. It's like Kratos finally gets like a son, and it's like the two games are pretty much their path from being like a... I don't know, obviously Kratos from like angry from when he was in the beginning to what it becomes now.
Uh-huh.
And then like a Marvel recommendation, the Guardians of the Galaxy has a game for the PlayStation 5.
Uh-huh.
I just played it. Phenomenal. Like
yeah?
The story of it, you only control Star-Lord, which is a turnoff, but there's like decisions you make in the game that actually change outcomes in like certain scenarios.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah. All right, Andrew, that's like a pretty good list of game recommendations.
Yeah, I've been, like I said, I was gaming since I was two, so when I heard this, and I love talking to you guys, so I thought of some fire recommendations.
Yeah, you really, really do know us, man. We appreciate you.
Let's applaud your mom and dad for letting you game it, too.
Yeah. How long you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show for?
So I've known you guys since, like, 2012 when I was in high school, but I've listened, like, day in, day out since 2020 when I got my laser eye surgery because like I couldn't look at screens for like a couple days.
Uh-huh.
So I was just rocking your podcast like in my ear for like at least like 2 days until I opened my eyes.
Oh, dude, that's amazing. Well, thank you for your dedication. How are your eyes doing?
Oh, fantastic. 2020 vision to this day.
Same.
Andrew, you're the best. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
All right, so because Roz doesn't want to save New York, I got to go with the most electrifying, number one Guyanese dream in the world, Mocha.
Hey! Acknowledge me! I am the tribal chief! Andrew, have a great day, man.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.